Hey, friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time. Welcome back to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. We are so glad that you've joined us again today on the podcast, and we are continuing to talk about what it means to walk with a game plan and discover and apply our core values in everyday life. Kelly, how would you say you're doing with core values, and what does that mean to you? What does it look like this week?
Well, I feel like just having some time and space to allow God and the Holy Spirit to speak to me and just put His finger on some areas in my life that need some attention has been so valuable to me. I really believe renewing my mind and what I believe, what I'm telling myself is so instrumental. And I've had time and space to do that this week. What about you?
That's awesome, Kel. Well, I would just say that just spending time with Christ, being in His presence, being in His Word, I just continue to believe that that's where my confidence, my strength comes from. And I feel more confident when I know that He is in me, He's working through me, He's for me. And, you know, that's where we are in this season. We're walking with a game plan, and I know in my own strength, I'm not equipped, I'm not qualified. And I'm really, if I get in my own head, I'm not strong enough to do all the things that He's called me to do, but in His strength, I'm confident, and I know that He is at work and He's doing good things. So
awesome.
That's where we are. So, yeah.
Well, we are so excited today to have our very good friend, longtime friend, Tammy Hood, with us. And when I think of you, Tammy, I just think back to high school, and you were such a safe youth leader. Well, we would hang out at your house. Yes. You would come to basketball games, and you were just consistent and so encouraging to my life spiritually, and then just fun. Like,
absolutely. Just, we like to have fun. Absolutely.
Yeah, we went on several, you went on youth trips with us, and it was just fun. You were a fun, safe place to be, to hang out, to grow. Yeah. What about you?
And for me, I mean, I probably was more friends with your younger sister, Allison. And but I remember the same thing, just you being a youth leader, loving the Lord, being consistent in your faith and pouring into us, kind of the younger. I mean, you're still my generation, but just pouring into us in a time where high school, like middle school, really for me, middle school, high school was not an easy time, but you were just one of those people, even coaching, like Kelly and I played basketball together at Somerville, but when she graduated, I was like, this is too hard. I'm going back to church basketball, and you coached, and it was just fun, and you just were a consistent role model, and I just think of that over and over again. And this week, I also was just thinking about, I mean, I don't know why I would have come to your work of employment when you worked in a service and parts department or Firestone, but probably because Allison or some, we were dropping by to say hey or whatever. But you've always been in that service role that I can remember. And that's what God has called you to do over and over and over again. And so thank you for being that model for us.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And so, Christy, we've been talking about our core values. And one of those core values for us as followers of Christ is serving people,
right.
Sharing the message of Christ with people right around us,
right.
And to the world. And so Tammy is one of those people that we just think of when we think of service, because you have founded several ministries that are serving the community, yes. Right here in Somerville. And one of those ministries is called LEAP, which she's going to tell us about. Mm-hmm. And another is called Leaping Forward. And so we're just excited to have you, Tammy. We know that, you know, often before people will hear the message of Christ, they need their physical needs met. And the ministries that you are providing, that you are a part of in this community, are meeting the physical needs that people have, whether it's they're hungry or whether they're poor or whether they're homeless. You are helping meet those needs. And then you have an opportunity to share Christ with them. And it just makes me think of in Matthew where it says, "For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? And he will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. And we see you doing that for people right here. And so we're thankful to have you. And we would just like for you to share with us as we begin. We know God had a call on your life. I remember when I was in high school, God's call on your life to full-time Christian service,
right.
Ministry. But you weren't sure what that was going to look like. Nope. And it's taken years for that to kind of play out and for you to be confident in the calling you're in now. But would you just tell us about that calling?
Yes. So first off, thank you all for having me. This is amazing.
So glad you're here.
We do go many years back.
Yes.
And y'all helped me grow as a Christian as well and everything. And if I could put this in real quick, you talk about being fun, a safe place and everything. I think that comes along with things that we sometimes go through in our lives.
Yeah.
So sometimes whenever we don't feel safe or not have fun, we know that's something that God instills in us, and so we want to do that for others.
Yeah.
And so I just thank God that he gave me that opportunity to work with y'all back in the day and everything, and that he still
absolutely
is giving us this chance now to
absolutely
work together to bring others closer to him.
Right.
So I'll just say this, that serving really was easy for me. I had great role models growing up with my dad in the fire service and my mom. And but I think my number one person was my meemaw that a lot of people knew. It was my own grandmother. And just hearing her stories, but not only hearing her stories, she served other people watching her serve.
Wow.
And, you know, her thing was she would tell people about God, that she loved God. You walked in her house, there was going to be an open Bible. And so I knew from just a child of her even bringing me back and forth to church and things and her serving in VBS, that she loved God first and then she loved others second. Yeah. And that's where I was like, that's where I want to be. You know, you always want to model yourself and follow in somebody's footsteps. Right. When you're younger, you don't get, I don't think, the whole Jesus thing like you do when you become my age now or later on in right. life. So it was like, I want a little bit of what she has, you know, to love God, to love others. And so, yeah, so I just wanted to continue that same path that I learned from her. I also had great mentoring here at Old Fort.
Yeah.
Many mentors back in the day. I can't just specify just one. And a lot of those y'all were under as well. Uh-huh. You know, the Astons.
Yeah.
Wow, what a role model they were. And then I think of the Lawlesses. Yeah. I think when the Lawless family came in, my life changed because I saw them love people. Like, they had an open door policy to their house. You know, if they were home and you needed to talk, come on over. And I feel like I have that same policy now. One of my friend's daughters calls my house the people's house. You know, she said, I never know who's going to be here. You know, what's going to be going on. And I just remember the Lawlesses, the Sprinkles, the Bryants. You know, it can go on and on, you know. And so those were the role models that we were learning from in my high school years and my 20s, you know, so great mentors and so thankful for those mentors and all. And, you know, just being family. That's the whole thing, is being family. I know there are two separate but connected ministries that God, you know, has led me to and all. And the first one was back in 2020. We all know what happened in 2020. The world shut down because of a pandemic. And I just remember, you know, churches shutting down, restaurants shutting down, schools. And we were hearing stories from other places like Expand the Table, to where there was hungry children in the neighborhoods. They weren't able to get their meals from the school lunches like they're used to getting their breakfast and their lunch.
Right.
So I remember a friend of mine, Cheryl, called me one morning, and it actually started off with popcorn in her own neighborhood for children and families. And she called me maybe a couple days later, and she said, what do you think about taking sandwiches out to the neighborhoods? And I was like, I really like that idea. How are we going to do this? She said, let's just put them in the back of your trunk and ride through neighborhoods and pop your trunk. And I was like, no, we're not popping my trunk.
Wow.
You know, so because you just don't know what other people are going to think you're coming into their neighborhoods. And when I say that God led us into these neighborhoods, it was a God thing. I never knew that there were so many broken neighborhoods around this community. Trailer parks, homes themselves. But the thing is, all of a sudden, I wasn't seeing the broken down trailer. I wasn't seeing the broken down cars.
Right.
We were seeing broken people.
Right.
You know, and when we were started seeing that, we knew from, I guess, that, what am I trying to say here? That depression wasn't stopping, you know, hungerness wasn't stopping. And also that, you know, people just needed something more, you know, than just food and everything.
Yeah.
And so if I can back up for a moment, it was because of me working here with Kids Fort that I really learned how to be passionate for families, how to see people in a different light, because we had those same families walking through our doors. We had those same moms wanting to sit down and have discussions with me about things. And so I believe that it was Kids Fort that gave me a passion not only for children, but for families. And that would lead in general to a desire to help those who struggled in many areas.
Yeah.
And so we were seeing that again in those neighborhoods and everything. So
what can you tell us what LEAP stands for?
Yes, I can. Kay. So LEAP stands for Love Everyone Always Passionately.
Okay.
You know, and it wasn't me that came up with that. We had several people that, you know, we were like, where can we go with this? So leaping to me, and that's where leaping forward, we'll talk about that in a minute. It's take that leap of faith, you know, go love people, but love everyone,
right?
You know, I like the word. I wish sometimes we'd have done, you know, I know we got the word always in there, but apply, you know, his goodness to others and all as well. And so 2020 would change my life for the better. I began to see people through the eyes of Jesus like never before. And I saw God's plan and desire was bigger than I ever imagined.
Yeah.
With that. And
so that was 2020. Mm-hmm. LEAP began.
Right.
And then 2022, leaping forward, just tell us briefly, we'll get to more of that after the break, but just tell us, leaping forward, how that connects and right. what that is.
Yeah. So leaping forward came about whenever we were in these neighborhoods and meeting families and all, and we saw Knightsville was our biggest place that it looked like it needed something there for children. And we knew there wasn't a lot of them that could afford to go to some of these after school cares, to go to other places. But we also saw from 2020 to 2022, kids were falling back in school. Reading, math, but it wasn't only that. Their social skills, you know, that just, it wasn't there. And if you think about it, kids were staying home. They weren't even allowed to go to a grocery store with a parent. Yeah. And so.
And some kids didn't even have parents at home.
No. And that was another thing that we saw out there. That's a good example because we saw kids that would look out the window and know we were there with their bag lunch because we'd go to the same neighborhoods every week. And they would see, we'd knock on the window, put their bag lunch, and we'd go back to the van, and they would open up their door, grab their lunch, and run back inside. So we knew they were home alone. Once we got to know one of these families a little bit more, kids were home alone at such a young age, maybe because of being a single home and that parent having to work, or both parents having to work.
Right.
So we did, we saw that and everything. So with that being said, we knew to start, we didn't want to do something like from 6 months up, but it's like, what can we do? What age group to start with to prepare them? And so DD2 has a four-year-old program and of course kindergarten. So it's like, let's get in there and do 3 and 4 year olds in the mornings to help them to where they start learning their sight words. They start having those social skills with other children and with adults and prepare them for school.
Wow. Well, that is incredible. Just LEAP and leaping forward and serving people right here. And we would love to hear more about that in just a minute.
Welcome back, Tammy. We're so glad you're here at the table with us. And thank you for sharing just what God has been doing in your life over the years when it comes to serving and service. And, you know, we were just at the break talking about spiritual gifts. And I had asked you earlier this week if service was one of those gifts that you knew that you had for years and years, or was it something that has been developed in you over the years? And I believe that, you know, spiritual gifts definitely are something that God has called from all of us. Some things come more naturally, but we can develop those gifts because we're Christians and we love others and we you know, we all are called to serve. So I just wanted you to speak to that and just share a little more with us about your ministries and, you know, how we can even get involved. As yeah, I mean, you can speak to that if that's something that God has just shown you was absolutely a natural gift that you feel like you had from early on.
Yes. So I knew, again, I'm probably going to take it all the way back to when I was in ACT Teens here. Mm. And it was ACT Teens, and I think I sent that to y'all about, and it's so crazy. I didn't even remember this until the other night. It was like God brought it back to me that it was in my old office that I just left in the Kids Fort building. That was our fellowship hall. And it's they had the dividers.
Right.
Remember the dividers?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And it was in that same section of where I would be years later as the director of Kids Fort, is where at 17 years old, God called me to serve full time.
Wow. And to, I mean, some of our listeners didn't grow up in Southern Baptist Church to know that GAs were girls in action, RAs were royal ambassadors, and then ACT Teens was just older youth.
ACT Teens was
girls.
Older youth. It was for more teenagers with high school and everything. And it was more about learning about missions.
Right. Yeah.
That's what it was learning missions. And so by that time, I'd gone on my first mission trip, you know, that just grasped at me. But I really believe it was down there that God called me to service and to full-time ministry, but I didn't know what that was like, you know. So all I knew to do was serve where he would have me, wherever that was. And it was many different areas of service. But I believe that God does give each of us a gift. And I'm so thankful that he gave me that role of serving and of leadership just to take that into a broken world.
Yeah.
And to be able to use LEAP ministry as well as leaping forward to hopefully bring others closer to him. And as Kelly talked earlier about scripture in Matthew, where it talks about, you know, where were you when I was hungry and all that? And I think that whenever we do go out to the homeless, we take them homemade meals, or sometimes, like right now, we have some places that are giving us leftover meals from their restaurants and stuff. But a lot of people are serving from their own kitchens by making meals for us to take out to the homeless. And because of that, we've seen people come to know the Lord, people get off the streets. And so
I'm just interested. So you have a group of people who every week make a homemade meal.
Right.
And then y'all take those meals to certain areas of homeless people.
Right.
And they get to eat. And not only eat, but a homemade
meal.
That's awesome.
And all. And so that was something God put on my heart whenever we were going out, giving them sandwiches, chips, and all that, to where they needed something more hearty, especially in the wintertime. And it's like they need something warm, something to make them just feel fuller, you know, till they could get to that next meal. And so it started with meals, and then it went to clothing. To where, you know, you got to remember whenever rainstorms come, like what we had the other week, all their stuff gets flooded out.
Freezing out.
So all of a sudden, tents are tore up, you know. So tents, tarps, clothing. Right now we're handing out coats, hats, gloves, you know, just to keep them warm. And so we're doing that for the homeless, but we also do things for the community. You know, if there's a need there and if it's something that we can meet, and if it's not, we usually put that out there and someone comes along. There again, it's just not us serving, because people are helping us keep this ministry going by, you know, just gifts of monetary gifts
financial.
To help, you know, do things like that. Or if we put out that we need a man's size 13 boot. It's like God has it to us the very next day.
Wow.
And I just can't explain how quickly he works on things out there like that.
Can I ask you, as you are meeting these physical needs, food, clothing, living, tents, how do you see, or how are you able to share Christ with the people that you're serving?
That's a great question. When we first started this, Miss Brenda and I would go out together. And after a while, it was like, we probably need a man with us, you know, and we'd never felt threatened. I will say that. We've never felt, you know, to where our lives were in danger by going to these people. But that's a great question, because at first, whenever she'd say, can we pray for you? No, I'm good. But she started saying, can we bless the food? And they would be like, yeah, you can. So it started with us just blessing their food. Now, Mr. Mike says, if they get ready to walk away, they're like, hey, we didn't pray yet.
Wow.
You know, they're starting to ask him now and ask our other leaders that are out there more about the Bible. We've been able to give them scripture, give them the word of God. And now they have questions. We've had some that are not only us, but others that will carry them to churches. We've had people become saved. We've had people join churches because of this. And we've seen their lives change over time because of us starting it off in the beginning. Can we bless your food? Them hearing the word of God. And Miss Brenda reminds me a lot of that almost every week. You know, we're not going out there just to give them a meal, just to feed them. We're going out there because we're able to share Christ with them.
Right. And know, even our listeners, I mean, there's a lot of listeners that are not in need of physical food, but I know that we all are in need of spiritual food and spiritual fulfillment and sustainability. And so I love that picture, because it does start sometimes with a physical need that needs to be met, but all of us can relate to a spiritual hunger, a spiritual thirst for something that we are just, only God can fill. Only God can fill us up with, you know, what it is that we need to sustain us. So thank you for that picture. That's beautiful.
Yes. And that's our thing, is you can't really tell someone about Jesus when they're hungry.
That's right.
Because they just don't. It's hard for us because as Christians, we're like, well, you've got to start with that. But sometimes it's starting with their physical need and working from there. So, yes, we have been blessed to be able to do that.
All right. Well, Tammy, we are so thankful for you just to give us this picture of service. And every week we like to leave our listeners with something. And I just want to share another scripture from Matthew. This episode is going to drop the week of Valentine's Day. Awesome. And so happy Valentine's to all of our listeners out there. And this scripture just says, Matthew 22:37-39, this might be a little bit paraphrased, I don't think I have the whole scripture, but it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. And so you have just been a reminder to us that loving the Lord is also looks by loving, you know, shows up by loving others, loving them in their needs, loving them in where they are in life. And so we just wanted to ask you if there's any way that we can help you in your ministry, share with us how we can provide a meal, where we can take that, where we can get in touch with you, if there's monetary gifts that our listeners would love to share with your ministry. Take it.
All right.
Let us know.
Yes, thank you. So yes, we would love for others to jump on board with us to help make meals. We also provide snack packs for them. So even if you're not a cook, you know, you can help with snack packs.
I'm not.
So, you know, we give them snack packs to help get them through. Or people can just give clothing or, like you said, monetary gifts, because it doesn't just stop at the homeless for us. Thanksgiving, we do a food drive to where people can just come and shop and get what they want and walk out the door and stuff. Yeah. And so right now we're working with Doors of Freedom. We'll be doing something new for February when this does drop. Okay. For shut-ins and things. So if you know of any shut-ins or someone like in a nursing home or something that doesn't get a lot of foot traffic, yeah, you know, from families and all, we would love to know that so we can get them over a gift. And that would be perfect for Valentine's Day, because some of those maybe feel like they've just been dropped off, right, and they've been, right, forgotten. So let me give you our email address for Leap Ministry. And it is Lowcountry, just like the Lowcountry, okay, Leap Ministry,
okay,
all one word, at gmail.com.
Awesome.
So that is, that will get you our email, that gets you even into, we do Zelle, PayPal, what's the other one out there now?
Venmo.
Venmo. Okay. There's, yeah, all kind. But you can even call me personally.
Okay.
And I'll give you my personal number. It's 843-864-8520. And I'd love to talk to you more.
Yeah. Awesome.
If you're listening, about ways that you could get involved, even whenever we do things like give away even household goods, when, yeah, we have things going on in neighborhoods, like what we call block parties. And we just, again, feed whatever neighborhood we go to at that certain time, a free hot dog, a bag of chips, just to say, we're here to love on you, but we're here also to share the love of Christ with you.
Awesome.
So thank y'all for this opportunity.
Yeah.
And all, this is amazing. And all, so let's just keep walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking.
That's right.
And just letting Jesus take the lead.
Right.
And lead us to help lead others.
That is, yeah, awesome. Well, until next time,
keep walking.
Rooted Studio.